With us,
right. It happened like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight's topic is Kriyat Shema. Is it biblical? Is it Daraisa? Is it Rabbanan? And what would be the ramifications in such a case? Page 173. Here we go. Torah tells us, Vayu hadivari ma'ele asher anochi mitzavcha yamal levavacha. And these things, these words that God is commanding us today should be placed upon our hearts. We should teach our children. We should speak about it. When? In the morning, when we in our homes, and we walk on our ways. So again, I gotta be careful how I translate it. Okay, well, when you lie down and when you get up. So the question is, what's this referring to? What is this commandment, right? What is it? Is it like just general Talmud Torah? Is it specifically Shema? Right? So it can go either way. And the Gemara in Source 2 tells us, well, simple. But Erev Kol Adam Yatav Yikuro V'Boker Yamdu. At night, you say it, you lie down. In the morning, say it standing up. After all, B'Shach V'Chav Kamecha. Meaning, Beit Shammai learns, when the Torah tells us B'Shach V'Chav Kamecha, it's telling us the posture that we say Shema in. The posture, right? The physical posture. According to Beit Shammai, lie down it. We got to put sofas in shul. You daven ma'arav, put down a sofa when you say Shema. Right? Shachrit, get up when you say Shema. Obviously, we don't do that. Right? But Hillel says, no. Kol don kore bedarko. Say it, whatever you're doing, right? Why? Ubeledcha v'derech. As you're traveling, as you're going. So the Torah, the Gemara says, so why does it say b'shachcha v'gemecha? Not to define your posture, but to tell us your time, i.e., when do you lie down? That's called night. When do you get up? That's called morning. So it's defining time, not posture. So mechloket Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. What do they both agree on? You gotta say it. They both agree you gotta say it twice. They both agree you gotta say it night and morning. The question is, what is the function of the Shabbat of Gemach? The posture, is it just referring to time? So, now, the Gemara, this is a different Gemara, source number 3, says, Kriyat Shema, you know, where are we learning to say Kriyat Shema from? It says, Shema Yisrael, B'chol Ashon Shadash Shemea, in every language that you can hear. Tarabanan, Kriyat Shema, Kichtava, Divrei Rebbe, meaning Kriyat Shema, as it's written, Chachamim says, in any language. What's the time of the Rebbe? Amar, so we see there's also machlok at the language. The Shema need to be said in Hebrew. It could be said in the vernacular. We see there's also a machlok. So machlok on the timing, machlok on the language that needs to be said in. Now, all of a sudden, we have a very interesting Gemara in Source 4. Amar Rav Yehuda, Safik Kara Kriyat Shema, Safik Lo Kara. Oh my goodness, did I say Shema, did I say Shema? Can't remember. I was half asleep. I don't remember. Did I say Shema now? I can't recall. Inochez Zivakora. Says the Gemara. You don't repeat it. Savik Amar Mes V'yatziv. Savik Lo Amar. Chozev Amar Mes V'yatziv. My time. What's the rationale that for Shema you do not repeat? Emet V'yatziv you do repeat? Shema Durabana. Must be Durabana. Because what's the principle? Safek Durabana. You're not so sure if it's rabbinic? Don't worry. You don't have to repeat it. Emet V'yatziv Doraisa. Woo! Emes V'yatziv is a biblical obligation. What? What is the biblical obligation of Emes V'yatziv?
Why isn't Shema
D'oraisa? And why isn't Shema D'oraisa? Okay. Meis Rav Yosef, what? V'shavach al-gumecha, lie down and get up. Amar le'abaye, ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's referring to just learning. V'rabbi la'zumer, safek ra shema, safek lo kara, chozev kriyat shema. Savak ispala, savak lo ispala, enochet ispala. So the first thing is that it appears when you say emes v'yatziv, it's not referring to emes v'yatziv, it's probably referring to davening. Tila, perhaps. Very difficult. What's emes v'yatziv? What's the obligation there? Exactly. Unclear. Not so simple, but it's referring to. Rav Yehuda perhaps is saying, Kriyat Shema Zerabanan, this is just talking about Torah. It's not specifically referring to, you have to say Shema. Whereas, and in fact, Rashi says, what's the reason why you need to repeat it? Very simple. Kriyat Shema is Doraisa. We see that the Gemara itself is not necessarily, it's going both ways. Shema Doraisa, Shema Dorabanan, very unclear. It seems to be a machlokes. What's the, in fact, the halacha? Turn to turn the page. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah seem to imply it's rabbinic. Right? D'Rabbanan. That's why you don't repeat it. Forget the Chatzam Sofer. Ah. Rif. Source 11. We don't hold like Shmuel, who says it's Rabbanan. I.e. Doraisa. The Rambam. Source 12. Mitzvah Ahasiri. The 20th mitzvah is to say Shema every day at night and in the morning. After all, it quotes a pasuk in the Torah. That's pretty clear. So we see here, although it's a machlokas Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim hold, it's biblical obligation. And in fact, that thus is stated in the Shulchan Aruch, Source 13.
It's
machlokas Tanai, right? Right, it's machlokas Tanai, right? Source 13, Safek, Chor Zerikora. And listen to this. Umevarech lefaneha leachareha. Don't forget, you guys said the brachos as well. Aval im yoda shekara, if you know you said it, ela shemesupak im berech. Wait, I said Shema for sure. Sorry, wait. Yeah, I know I said Shema. I can't remember if I said a bracha or not. Did I say a bracha or not say a bracha? See, people are showing that too. People didn't pay attention. They were davening. It wasn't just now, right? Did I say bracha? That you don't repeat again. Why? The bracha is perhaps a rabbinic. Safek bracha l'hakka. We're usually leading when it comes to brachos, but Shema itself, we should repeat. And the truth is, what's the deal? Say Shema, don't. Just speak in the Torah. Right? Like, you can say a million times. What's the difference?
Right.
There's a big deal. Now, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason why you repeat it? It's biblical. Okay, that's what he basically says. The only thing that bothers me with all this is, wait a second. Why wouldn't you repeat it? I mean, what's the loss of saying again? Saying more Pesukim in the Torah? Right. If you have to weigh gain versus loss, right? I understand why bracha, you don't repeat it, right? Shem Hashem and bracha neshetzubich. I can't understand all that. But you repeat Shema, what's the deal? Nonetheless, though, no one says that. No one said it. They don't say it here. I couldn't find it. Sorry to tell you. But nonetheless, okay. Interesting, right? Usually it's a bracha, you don't repeat it. But regardless, it definitely seems to say the general implication is we do treat like it's biblical. I'll tell you, Rav Shechter is very machmir. Soon, it's almost summer. We're going to start changing the clock. Change the clocks, bring Shabbos in early.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't hold like this. He holds that the brachos and Shema are one entity. So what you do is you say the Amida like regularly, and after Tzedek HaChavim, you say Shema, not just Shema, in Birchotel. He felt that you can't split, you can't divorce the brachos with the Shema itself. Which is not necessarily what the Gemara seems to imply. The Gemara says you can't split the two, but you might split the two. That's why also, as well, being nafkina for Shabbos morning, when you daven late, he didn't like that. You know, say Shema by itself at 9:15, and then you'll daven 20 minutes later after Zman. You don't like that so much, you should daven properly. Anyways, it's generally not prevailing practice. That's what he felt. I felt it was worthwhile just mentioning.